Most people are worried about illegal immigrants coming in from the southern border, and rightly so. But what people need to understand is that it is the criminals masquerading as mayors in America who are the responsible party for alluring the illegal immigrants into illegal sanctuary cities throughout the United States. These said representatives, who are also busy trying to disarm the American people, are working on the behalf of special interest groups to illegally allocate through misappropriations of the American taxpayers' money to do so. This allurement comes all-inclusive to the immigrants with all of its accommodations, including that of housing, food, medical, and even education. These felonious mayors are also receiving a lending hand in aiding these immigrants into our country from the American modern-day church. Outside of the fact that we have seen the Christless church in this country advocate that which God clearly condemns, such as sodomy, with their rainbow flags pinned to the side of their buildings and "all are welcome" on the church's yard signs, it comes as no surprise. Now, before thinking that I'm in any way picking on self-professed Christians, do remember that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Friends, I'm grieved for the compromises and the hypocrisies of these pretenders, which are on a reproachful daily display for the world to see. Furthermore, the American church talks much of grace and love, and of course, they love to recite mercy triumphing over judgment. But they know nothing of mercy. And why? Because they know nothing of true love, which is the fulfilling of the law to establish judgment within the gate whence it is executed, that we all might know righteousness and peace within the gate. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, "How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice." These are those who suggest that it is somehow loving and merciful to advocate for that which God again clearly condemns. It is mercy to allow our children to be subject to the sodomites instead of enforcing the laws against their crimes, which condemn the wicked. It justifies the righteous and protects the innocent. I just saw a scrolling sign on a church parking lot here in Minnesota that read, "All welcome. This is an LGBT community where we take the word of God seriously, but not literally." Well, how does the Lord deal with what these pretenders do not take literally? This will help to further any objections or time-wasting debates on if the Lord means what he says when it comes to his word. In Jude 1:7, it tells us, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Then we have abortion, which is the murdering of the innocent in the womb. As many of you know, abortion is not talked about from the pulpits. Therefore, it again is advocated through their silence and apathy across America from over 300,000 pulpits. Instead of protesting, they have now become accomplices to a corrupt government system that does indeed sanction, which it should in fact lawfully condemn. No longer is it one nation under God with these hypocritical and apathetic professors, but now it has become whatever the state and Supreme Court says it must be so. Nothing could be further from the truth. $60 million babies have been murdered since 1973, and that under the guise of a woman's choice. And because the government said so, while the Christless church has found derelict of duty when it comes to protesting these crimes against God and man. Yet somehow, in their reprobate minds, they believe that somehow their version of mercy rejoiceth against judgment is now to allow the murder of the innocent in the womb. Remember, we are told from these hirelings not to judge the lawless. I ask, is it a mercy for innocent babies to be murdered in the womb while the American people stand back and do nothing to protect them and lawfully judge? Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution: no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just wanted to play something for you really quick, and I want you to hear this. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Also, if you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, I want you to remember one thing. It is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. And that is a fact, folks. And to prove just that narrative, once again, and the point that I'm making here, I want you to go ahead and listen carefully as to what just took place concerning the official pandemic agreement concerning the WHA, World Health Association. And again, folks, I want you to listen carefully to all those that are working against people on a nationwide basis, working for those that are destroying and genociding mankind. This nobody can doubt. Check this out. They just passed it, folks. They just passed it. They're rejoicing, friends. They're getting incentivized. They're getting paid off to go ahead and pass all these unconstitutional bills that are working against human beings as we know it. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because it's interesting to note that reporter who pushed concentration camp, which should only go to prove Galatians 6, 7, and 8, but a reporter who pushed concentration camps for unvaccinated dies at age 33. Isn't that interesting? Now, would I wish that upon my worst enemy? No, I wish it upon them only so far as they wish it upon innocent people. And what am I making reference to? Deuteronomy 19, 19. What they mean to do to you, you're to do to them that others also may fear. Now, I am bringing up innocent people now, folks. Dallas ISD track star, state champ, dies unexpectedly before senior year begins. Again, folks, this is just one of those things that I'm going to keep right out in the face of the American people so you can understand what in fact is happening. Also wanted to let you know the responsible party concerning the idolaters and the one that is the idol, Acts 12:22, Donald Trump. It's interesting, according to Rapid Response 47, Made in America, POTUS praises AstraZeneca's massive $50 billion investments in onshoring manufacturing amid tariffs. Only for his buddies, folks. Only for his buddies. Oh, I cannot overemphasize the danger that the American people are in today. This is not the American government in which our forefathers established. That's at, in fact, in play. It is that which is foreign to who we are as a people on so many different levels. It is a foreign power. There's no question about it. And it comes down to being sold out to our enemies, because that foreign power, in knowing the Lord not in his judgments but in his blessings, are starting to understand who he is now in his judgments. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. One more. Fitness lover Mattia Sella collapsed and died during an 8K race. And again, just unexpectedly, folks, again, I'm just here to remind you that it's still going on and it is rampant across the boards, and not just in the United States of America, but worldwide. I want you to understand where this came from. This is actually none other than Henry Kissinger, the man that was, or the monster that was appointed to sit as the Secretary of State and also a guide to every said president in a corporate America that we can remember since 1973 to advocate for wars that are killing off anybody but the Zionists, their opposition. I want you to go ahead and listen to this. Henry Kissinger, by the way, is also the same pedophile that said, now he's paying the ultimate price, but he's also the one that when he had his time during his tenure on this earth, his testing ground, he proved to be the devil that he was, John 8:44, when he said that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as foreign pawns. That's exactly right. So pay attention to what he is saying, friends, because he's talking about your kids. Listen carefully as to what he is responsible for concerning the pandemic and the plandemic.
Of looking at overpopulation to Henry Kissinger back in the 60s. And he wrote a paper that's about 280 some pages. I think that's about 260. And he talks about the greatest way to get rid of overpopulation is to inject people with contaminated medications.
Really? He wrote that?
Yes, and you can look at the paper, look under overpopulation, Henry Kissinger, run his search engine, and you'll come up with that paper.
So folks, I'm just kind of curious, how is it then that we have a Bill Gates that's appointed by the current administration, again, how could it be otherwise, to begin to implement the things that he means to implement through an oligarchy? That means where few rule over many. I'm trying to figure out who voted him in as a representative. I'm trying to see his degrees concerning all the medical advice he's given to the people worldwide and all the advice that he's given in a dictatorial manner, an authoritarian manner over the said representatives worldwide. Why is he still a free man? How come people that are bringing him to justice, why are they dying, friends? Come on. When are we going to wake up to what's going on here, friends? Because it is just rampant. We know what's going on. And there's 345 million people in this country that can lawfully stand up and hold every single one of them accountable. And yes, you still have that power. The power belongs to the people, because in this country, we the people are the government. The bad guys are, folks, they are laughing at the people in this country that are submitting to all of this foreign whim that's going on here. And the Lord looks down from heaven saying, who is it that has faith? Who is it that will stand up and love me enough to actually obey me and uphold my commandments against the wicked throughout the land on the behalf of the innocent? Yeah? Yeah, that's what he's saying. He truly is. I'm going to come right back here, friends, and I want to go ahead and play this so you can understand that these people that are doing the biddings of the globalists, as they like to be called, and know they're not in control of anything outside of what you submit to. I want you to listen to this young lady from a foreign country that's trying to tell America what's going on there, and it just parrots the very points that I make here and have been for some time now. Listen carefully as to what she has to say.
America and Europe are facing incredibly similar problems, and that's because we are under attack by the same sick globalist agenda. As a result of that, my continent finds itself in rough waters, and that is to put it mildly. Europe is being flooded with immigrants from non-Western countries. Our national identities are being destroyed and replaced. Our sovereignty is given up to bureaucrats.
Okay, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play this again before we get to the main topic, because I have to get to the main topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we will be right back after this hard break. 281-845-4704.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be, and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Folks, again, I just want to reiterate the point, because I'm not a fear monger, but these things that are coming to pass today are things that we have been on the front telling people for 15, 20, 25 years now. And now they're coming to fruition, and people are trying to freak out about what's going on. And now their favorite talking head is picking it up 20, 25 years later, telling them what's going on. We don't know what's going on. And then they're looking and they're driving people over to their favorite politician to basically spare the country. I mean, that's just nonsense. Absolutely, folks, it's nonsense from A to Z. And what am I saying? Scripture tells us that those that put their trust in the arm of the flesh, that they're going to be cursed. And those that trust the Lord, they're going to be blessed. Now, which one do you choose? Because I think the writing's on the wall as to which one we should choose, okay? Right now, I just got a phone call right during the break from our friend Alex Newman over in Florida there. And he just did an article on the LibertySentinel.org, And this is one of those things that I've been blowing the trumpet on for the last 25 years, literally the years that I've been on the radio. And it's this: beware of China, who's calling for a new world order. Beware of Russia, who's calling for a new world order. And beware, and you've heard me say it several times, folks, go ahead and watch all the downloads, all the radio shows of the past to the present, and I told you that they're using the Muslims as a political battering ram. That's why you're seeing all of these governors with their ties to the communists, to their ties to the Chinese, and also to the Islamists. And I'm going to highlight that in just a moment here for you, because, again, it's important that you see what's going on, because it is happening. And Alex just happens to be one of those guys that's on the inside that's sharing this information with us. So, again, I'm not saying that this is new information to me, but it's taken many people decades to come up with the idea that look at what's going on here when we've been trying to tell people that for 25 years. I'm grateful for the fact that they're doing that, but I'm just ungrateful for the fact that people don't pay attention right when it comes out. And I guess I'm just not the most desirable vessel for people to want to listen to when it comes to what it is that they want to listen to.
America and Europe are facing incredibly similar problems. And that's because we are under attack by the same sick globalist agenda. As a result of that, my continent finds itself in rough waters, and that is to put it mildly. Europe is being flooded with immigrants from non-Western countries. Our national identities are being destroyed and replaced. Our sovereignty is given up to bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats, may I add, in Brussels. Our churches are closing their doors, and we are spending billions and billions of euros on a non-existing climate crisis and a war in Ukraine that isn't even ours. In fact, I would go as far as to say that we are paying for our own destruction.
Boy, isn't that amazing she would say that. Isn't that amazing that
just
she
like
would say
that? Jews are protesting and saying, not in our name. There has to be much more done by the Christians in America.
Hang on a second.
Because these
friends,
Christian
this is all being
in our name. Someone like Ted Cruz.
Computer
America
right now is
staying
being
and doing
completely,
what he's doing because he's following
hang on a second. It's being completely manipulated right now on live air here. Live broadcast. That was totally being manipulated, folks. I didn't touch anything. It just did what it wanted to do. It froze up during the particular time. We have over, folks, almost a megabyte of power coming into our studios right now. None of this stuff should even be close to being happening, okay? But it is, okay? Just again, want to let everybody know what's happening when it's happening, okay? So she told you what I've been trying to tell you. She told you. These are unelected bureaucrats that are calling the shots. That's the oligarch. Okay? And again, I don't know what it is that people don't want to wake up to, but it's not like it's happening in a different country. It's happening in your own backyard. Going over to Alex Newman, World War, China partnering with Islamists to destroy the United States. That's why you're seeing these governors exposed for who they are. What I'm doing right now, and I say this with all due respect to my time in my efforts, I have blown the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, 1,000 times concerning what I'm telling you right now. And everyone listening that has been there since day one can attest to what we're telling them. What am I angry about? I'm angry that the people wait for it to happen before they even try to respond to it. And then what they do when it's at their front door, they throw their hands up and act like it's not happening. Now we're just going to let the president, the little puppet, do what he does. We'll go ahead and have him praise others and show favor to others that are guilty of murdering just like he is. The 30 million people that have died from the said vaccinations, right? Jeremiah 11:9. Americans, we just want to act like it's not happening. Oh, it's happening. It's happening big time, people. It's happening big time. Here, I want to show you a couple things. You guys all know who this guy is, right? His name is Zoran Mamdani. Folks, I can tell you right now, he's a plant. He's installed. The guy comes out of nowhere. He's got all this money for commercials, promos, all this attention given to him by the mainstream media. If they didn't want you to know who Zoran Mamdani is or was,
they wouldn't give him any airtime. They're giving him all the airtime that he needs to get into the position that he wants to be in New York City. Why are they going to New York? Because it's one of the biggest cities in the world. What does he want to do? And I'm not going to play all these videos for you, friends, but he's a total socialist. What is a socialist? Most people will say, well, I've heard that before. Well, here, let me tell you this first and foremost. They don't have a right because they're not qualified to run for office in America. Nor do they have a right to overthrow our constitutional republic in taking away the rights from the people. The people in America are forfeiting them, by the way. Taking them away from the American people. And the American people, instead of delegating, will now be taking dictates from the state, and then the state can do whatever it wants to do. A socialist society, folks. Oh, by the way, if socialists knew what the end was of socialism, they wouldn't be a socialist. It's a temporary fix. It's like they're drug addicts or something. They know it's temporary because once they run out of money, they're done too. And you can only draw blood from a turnip, right? For so long, as they say. But here, to have a socialist like this guy right here, Zohran Mamdani, to run for office is to reverse the roles of government. From we the people, who are the government under God, our representatives receive delegated authority from us to them, not them to us. For our rights coming from the Lord to now having our privileges coming from the state, this is the undoing of a country that we all know. Do you understand what's going on? They're installed. This is not the people voting for them. Did you hear that young lady? Unelected. Yes. Massive voter fraud. He is being installed. And then look at what's interesting is the options that you're given for the next mayor. They're all installed options in this uniparty system that some of you still believe is real somehow or another. Hey, folks, it reminds me of how they teach kids in school in a communist course in public schools in America today. They ask them a question. They give them three answers. And guess what? All three answers aren't the right answer to the question. That's exactly what these people are. This is exactly who Zohran Mamdani is. Nobody knows where he came from, just like Barack Hussein Obama. Did everybody forget about what happened in New York City on September 11, 2001? I think so. Now they're being infiltrated with those people that we were told by our government and our media that were responsible for dropping the two towers. We all know that that's not true. But the point is they're what? Installing these individuals. Here, I want to tell you something else, too, that you might not know. Did you know that over 800 Muslims have sought office over the last couple of years? I know you're still sleeping. I hope not. Because this isn't a game, folks. It's not a game at all. Europe has fallen in many cases, and they're coming here. Why? Because you're the problem. And guess who's creating the problem? The People's White House, the current administration, the one before that, the one before that, the one before that. This is insanity, what's going on in this country. Again, just for the record, I want to show you this. None other than, I want you to check this out.
He's drawing comparisons to New York City.
Look at this guy.
Candidate, Zohran Mamdani.
He's been busted for election fraud.
Supporters into a frenzy at a town hall yesterday.
He's been busted for embezzling over $500,000. And yet he's running for the position to be the mayor of Minneapolis. I'm just kind of curious. I really am kind of curious. How could they win office if the mainstream media didn't give them all the attention that they wanted? Hence, you have the definition of someone that's been planted and installed by the CIA. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. All Register right. today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want everybody to understand that all of these individuals that are running for office to establish a foreign system of government are also the ones that have been allured in by your said representative government. And they represent those that mean to tear down our Constitution and reconstruct it in their own new world image, right? They're trying to create a world without the Lord, friends. It's never going to happen. They're going to try it again. And the church in America is going to let them do it. Right. And they're, as a matter of fact, they're helping usher it all in by propping up their very oppressors. They know nothing of history. The reason I'm saying this, friends, is because you need to understand that the foreigners that are being put into office, because they are being installed, they represent those that mean to tear down who we are. They're using the people that will do their biddings for them. And you always know who they are because the media gives them all the attention they need. They have all the money that they need. And lo and behold, friends, they come out of nowhere almost every given time.
And here we are again, and they're taking office in the face of the massive amount of people in this country that have a power to put it to a stop. And to shut the door on corruption, friends, because all of this, it's not happening through what they want to call and distract you from concerning a deep state. No, folks, it's the deep state. They're the politicians that are doing the biddings of what you have been led to believe concerning this straw man, this boogeyman, are telling them to do, are incentivizing them to do. They're a bunch of Judases at the gate kissing the Son of Man for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. It's exactly what you're dealing with. It's exactly what you're dealing with. Ask me. I'll tell you. There's nothing American about what's going on here. These people come over to America, we're told, because they need help. And then once they get here, they attack the system that gave them the help that they said that they needed. I mean, how backwards can a person be? Well, that's just how backwards they happen to be. John calling from, I don't know. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, people mistake the word church, not understanding that it means the people. And so if the people are not in a fellowship that aligns with God's teaching, it's very difficult for them to not be led down these paths.
Okay. So what's the resolve then?
Where three meet, there he is, you know. I just wanted to tell you a story that I thought was relevant in regards to what you were talking about as far as my ma, who passed away in 2017. But she was a bereavement counselor, and she had to be ordained through the Church of God. But she never stood in the pulpit because she knew what the Bible said. But yet she walked into a room one time where a lady had been in a coma for 3 weeks. And she walked into the lady's room in a hospital, Saint whatever, and the lady sat up out of her bed and said, "I want you to know that I'm a witch." Now, she had 15 machines hooked to her, and my mother said, "So, honey, how's that working out for you?" And so 15 minutes later, the lady gave her life to the Lord, and she was gone. So people can't give up on anyone with the Lord in his light that we all know exists.
Right. Okay, so let me ask you, if she wasn't hooked up to all those, you know, whatever the doctors or whatever they had, the pharmaceuticals and the hospitals had her hooked into, as your mom said to her, how's that working out for you? If she wouldn't have been in that position, would she have went on being a witch? Or did she give her life? Or did she give her life to the Lord because she knew she was going to stand before a judge?
Well, let's hope that they all do.
Well, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen, guy. That's not what Scripture teaches us.
As far as these people that have never known him, and then they have finally someone to explain that to them, and they
I get you. I get what you're saying,
I would love your input on this, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. It's we're kind of off topic, but you know, for the sake of saying what I would say.
Well, no. At the beginning of the show, you had somebody that or something that was playing about, you know, women being in the pulpit, and that just reminded me of my mother.
I said that,
and she was always. No, I was in the show earlier, but. But, you know, she, even though she had to be ordained to go through that to be a bereavement counselor, she knew that, you know, she had to affect things, and you know, like, what is it, the last book of Psalms or the last book of Proverbs as far as being, you know, an awesome lady.
Yeah, a virtuous woman.
And my
30.
Mother... And my mother was a lady, so...
Okay.
But, yeah, she told me this story, and I was like... Gosh, you know, I mean, there's hope for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, even at the last second of everything, you know.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But thank you very much, Bradley.
Yeah, I totally appreciate it, John. That's all I'm saying is there's too many people that wait until they're put in a position where they can't go on living their lives the way that they wanted to live their lives. And now they're put in a position where they know that they're going to face their judge soon. And so what they do is they go ahead and give their lives to Jesus. But if they weren't in the predicament that they were in that particular time, would they do so beforehand? Probably not. And that's what I'm talking about. It's an issue of the heart. It's not an issue of consequence of fear. And when you look at Matthew Henry, for example, he goes back to the thief on the cross. He said there's only one deathbed repentance recorded in the Bible so that no one despair, right? And I go back to what John said, is nobody ever explained to her. Yep, that's where I agree with you. And it's not for me to sit there and put the death knell or hell over the top of the door and say that there's no return. That's not my place. I'm just holding to the scripture and understanding that it says straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and there's few be there that find it. It also talks about how the Lord continuously addressed his apostles as his little flock, and then I look at the eight souls that were saved during the time of Noah's, which is found in the book of Genesis and in the book of Peter's. I think there's too many people that look at death as their salvation. That's a universal message, and it's a modern message, and it's unscriptural. That's all I'm saying. So let me go back to what Matthew Henry, a respected commentator, said. There is one deathbed repentance recorded in the Bible, the thief on the cross. Remember, he repented on the cross. He didn't know Christ until he was on the cross, and when he did, he was repenting. So that no one despair, said Matthew Henry, but there's only one so that no one will presume. There's too much presumption going on in the American version of Christianity to suggest that that's all we have to do is live like the devil, and right before we die, we're going to say a prayer and we're going to heaven. You are sadly mistaken. That's all I'm saying. You're deceiving yourself. You have no desire for the things of the Lord until you get to the position where there is a point of no return. And that's what I'm talking. That is prevalent in America. So what becomes salvation then? Being born again, repenting for breaking God's law, and the Holy Ghost using it to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And he gives us new birth called regeneration. And then all of a sudden we start to bear the fruits of repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. No, they don't want none of that. They don't want none of the new birth. Hey, we're supposed to partake with Christ in this life, not death. That is not salvation. Salvation isn't found in death, friends. Though we in this life, when we're born again, we understand the process that we're crucified with him, we're baptized with him, but we also live under the newness, under the Lord, by the Spirit of God. Romans 6, the whole chapter is fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. So again, I'm just trying to deter people from thinking, you know what, I'm just going to live like the devil, and before I die, I'm going to say a prayer. No. You have no lot with the Christian life. You have no lot with this life at all. You're a fair-weathered friend. You're a devil that wants to be saved when you die, and you think you're going to go ahead and pull the wool over the Lord's eyes. You're sadly mistaken. The Bible says all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And he also knows who are his, and he also knows who are not. So anyways, with that said, 281-845-4704. I need to get over this, and I don't want to rush this. I just don't want to rush this at all. That one kind of kicked us to the curb a little bit, but I'm glad we got the call. And I'm not the guy, by the way, John, that you heard talking about that. If I am, I'd love to hear what it is that I said, because I can't recollect that at all concerning today's show. So anyways, Jack Hibbs, I want to make clear that everybody understands the way that I play here. The team has tried to get Jack Hibbs from California on two different occasions to get on the radio program with us and answer for the heresies that he's teaching to his congregation. Okay? I just want to make clear. I've given him the opportunity. Same thing with Charlie Kirk. Same thing, folks, concerning anybody that I start to highlight. I've given them the opportunity to get on the show. If they want to go ahead and try to dodge me, you can go ahead and do that. And I want to tell you this. There's only one reason they're dodging me. Because they know what I'm telling you is exactly right. It's sound. That's why they dodge me. They don't want to get on the radio program. Why do you think, folks, that as a matter of fact, I've said this before, but if I was going along with what the message is of today, I'd be a very, very wealthy dude. Nope, not going. I'm not going to sell my soul for this world. Nope. I'm going to sell the world for my soul, because that's what Christ bought with his blood. Okay, Ephesians 1:7. There's too many people that are going along, going the same direction, and if they had an inkling of spiritual discernment, they would know that history teaches us that something's seriously wrong, but they're all going the same direction. Jack Hibbs just happens to be one of those. He's a capitulating hireling, and what he's doing is spreading fear by telling his congregation to run rather than to obey the Lord in dealing with the corrupt. This is what I deal with continuously in this country. Now, before we get into this, I just want you to... I'll get over to it in just a moment. I got one more segment. I can't, folks, I can't believe how fast this hour goes. I just really can't. I'm just like feeling like I just teed everything up and now it's ready to take off, right? All right, you get the point. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let me just do this. I'm not doing this because for any other reason that when I get phone calls coming in like this, I just want to go ahead and take the calls and make it your show. The last call kind of took us out there because I didn't know what John was talking about, but I didn't want to be disrespectful concerning his point that he wanted to make neither. Today's show is premised on the fearful leading the way in the American church. And what I'm going to have to do, I got another call here, folks, and I always promise that I'll take your calls when you call in if I can. I just want to say this again. I don't know why, because this is the fastest radio show in the country, It's only 1 hour, Monday through Friday. Why people wait until the last segment or the second to the last segment? Maybe it was something that I said during that particular time that sparked up a conversation, a point or a question, whatever the case might be. But I'm going to go ahead and take our friend from Utah here. And then what we're going to do is we'll see what we have left over to hit off on this Jack Hibbs. It's, you know what's crazy about this? The what I'm going to highlight here, I may have to kick it down to tomorrow's show, is the fact that there's already, we just posted it not even an hour ago. And I see that we've already gotten literally hundreds upon seven times over the people that are interested in this article. And I can only imagine why, because people love to crucify somebody. The fact of the matter is I'm not here to crucify anybody. I'm just here to tell you this is what I preach against. I'm here to tell you this is what I have been countering in every one of our efforts. And this is what I deal with everywhere I go concerning the said hirelings that are in the pulpit. And I believe Jack Hibbs is one of those. It seems to me the guy has no discernment in the sense of, he may have a sense of what's right and wrong in the natural, but when it comes to spiritual things, why he would sit there and promote, for example, fear in the face of obedience to God, why he would basically promote how the American people need to keep their eye on modern day Israel when Jacob Rothschild himself said that he's responsible for creating modern day Israel in the Balfour Declaration, and why he's following corrupt politicians and telling the people that that's what they need to do instead of following Jesus Christ, which goes the exact 180 degrees, the opposite direction, diametrically opposed, antithetical to what he is saying. I'm trying to figure out, but it coincides with who Jack Hibbs is in the modern day church. Because it's amazing to me that Jack Hibbs telling his church to run from corruption. Did you know, here, I will make this point. There's 34 million people in that state, and he's telling 34 million people in that state to run from a handful of corrupt politicians rather than the 34 million people making reference to the provision that's been given unto us in the U.S. Constitution by impeaching for the smallest of infractions of violating the Constitution and their oath. Remember, they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold God's law, not take them down. Read Numbers 30, verse 2. Go ahead and read Deuteronomy 23, 23 as well, concerning oaths. But instead of telling his congregation to actually take them head on and to impeach them and to prosecute them, Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, what is he doing? He's telling the 34 million people to run from the handful of corrupt politicians. That's what he's doing. This, hey, folks, this reminds me of the time when I had my time with D. James Kennedy, who has become, I'm still friends with the family. I preached to his congregation. I preached to the high school there. I preached everything opposite of what these cowards are teaching their congregations. I remember he said to me, Bradley, I have to point my finger. This is D. James Kennedy. About 13, 14 years ago, he told me, I have to point my finger at the camera and tell the 300,000 pulpits in America that remain silent that they're responsible for the state of this country. That's exactly what I'm doing here, Jack Hibbs. See, the love they talk about has no reproof, no correction, no instructions in righteousness. Nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings. They just want to go with the flow. They surely can't stand up against corruption in the Bible as if to suggest we're supposed to succumb to it. Amazingly, folks, they haven't read Romans 12, 21, which precedes Romans 13. And apparently they haven't read anything about the patriarchs of the faith who taught us otherwise concerning what the likes of a Jack Hibbs are teaching us. Or the people in this country, they call him one of the most influential pastors in America. Of course he is. And who posted that? The propaganda outlet called Christian Post. Anytime there's some sort of demise going on within the church, they're always right there to tear it down, but never to build it up. I'm here to tear it down, but I'm also here to build it up and telling you, you better be careful of the people that you're allowing to instruct you. Because this guy is a heretic. I just got done telling you, folks. He's telling 34 million people to run in the face of a corrupt handful of politicians. He's not telling them to impeach him. He's not telling them to prosecute him. Why? Because evil men understand not judgment. Proverbs 28, verse 5. And how did that start? Well, those that forsake God's moral law, they praise the wicked. So do you see how it begins to fall? And this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. This is also the same heretic that teaches his sheep concerning those that will listen to him, if you want to call them sheep, that don't read their Bibles apparently. He's sitting there telling them they're going to be raptured from responsibility. Wait a second. Hey, Jack, how come the Lord's not, how come he's not rapturing you now? Oh, wait a second. No, because it's not scriptural, number one. And on the other hand, you got to teach him now. Really, what you're doing by telling them to run is showing him exactly the faulty errors in your heretical doctrine. That's what he's doing. That's what these guys do. Instead of teaching responsibility and dealing with corruption, what do? They tell you to run. That's what Jack Hibbs is telling his people to do. He's telling them not to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. He's certainly not pointing his finger at the patriarchs of the faith in Hebrews 11:32. Nope, he's telling you to get up and leave the state. That is the problem with this country. And it starts with guys like him who represent the 300,000 pulpits that stand down instead of standing up. These are the very kind of guys, folks, that are allowed to stay in the pulpits as hirelings. They're not appointed by God. If they were, they'd be preaching forth God's word and they'd be obeying the Lord, not disobeying the Lord. But these are the kind of guys, friends, that constantly tell you to do the opposite of what you should be doing. And it always entails running from a fight. Well, I'm just here to tell you. And this is just a quick overview. You can run Americans, but you can't hide. You put them up. These teachers that itch your itching ears. And now you get to sleep in the bed that you allowed to make for you. And you took heed to it. That's why you're in trouble. It's exactly why you're in trouble. And it's the pulpit's fault in America for the very position that this country is in today. And instead of taking responsibility and righting the wrongs, what do? They tell you just the exact opposite. Nobody does that better more than this guy does. Let me just tell you that. And he represents a majority of those that are being propped up by the mainstream media. Again, it comes back to no censorship. Nope, because he's going right along, hook, line, and sinker for everything that he's being told to do. Inadvertently, friends, even if he's not being told what to do, he's doing it. That's why he's not in any trouble. That's why he is not, in fact, friends, at odds with the powers that are tolerated by the people in this country. These are the kind of people that are responsible for the hell this country is becoming. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, I do know this. I got a call here, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to give him the last minute here. I didn't mean to take all that time up, Mr. Window Washer, Chris. But go ahead. It's all yours, my friend. You got 1 minute.
Yeah, I love your passion. You make it hard for me to call in because you cover all the bases. There's not a whole lot that I can supplement this conversation with. But let me make an observation. Now, you said that the powers that be, they basically choose both sides of the political spectrum. And it doesn't matter which one we elect, the deep state wins. And I'll give you a case in point. So if you'll recall, in 2008, Ron Paul was running for the presidency. And I was a supporter of Ron Paul. I think he's a moral man. I think he's a good, upstanding, courageous Christian, as you and I are. But do you remember when he got second place in what is called the Iowa Straw Poll in 2008 during that election? Michelle Bachmann from the state of Minnesota, where you're from, yep, got first, and I can't remember who got third. And do you remember the controversy? All of the mainstream media commentaries were talking about the first place winner of that straw poll, and they skipped over Ron Paul, didn't even mention his name, and talked about the third and fourth place winners. And at the time, people were just outraged. How can the media overlook, yep, Ron Paul? They're ghosting him. They're ignoring him. They're not even giving him a chance. Even negative coverage would be some consolation. And then 8 years later, along comes Donald Trump, and the exact opposite treatment was, yep, given him.
Yep.
You couldn't turn your TV on without seeing Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders.
Yep.
And then people think he's legit. Why didn't the mainstream media ghost him like they did Ron Paul if he was such a threat to the deep state?
That's right.
Nobody can give me an answer.
Yeah, well, let me give you your answer. I totally agree with what you just said, Chris. You're exactly spot on. I'm just hoping more people will think a little bit more than what they're, you know, thinking right now, if they're thinking at all, because it reminds me of a dictator back in the 30s who said it's a good thing for people in power that the people never think. So when we don't think for ourselves and think critically of what's going on here and question those that are said to represent we the people and they act out in a foreign manner, I think those people, my friend, deserve exactly what they're getting. Chris, I thought it was great what you just added to the conversation. I totally appreciate you. Folks, we are going to get to this. By the way, Chris, thank you for holding on. I'm just trying to get as much as I possibly can into the show. I have to delegate a whole show just to this one topic, because it's important, friends, that the likes of a Pastor Jack Hibbs, which he's probably a cool guy. I'm just telling you, folks, we've given him the opportunity to jump on the show. He doesn't want to jump on the show. Well, I'm going to take him to task one way or another. And if this is how I have to do it, then so be it. But I think people better understand that this does not represent Jesus Christ at all concerning the directive that he's given to his people to stand up and run. Maybe he should contemplate and consider the people that went before him, those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today at the cost of their blood. Yeah, maybe little Jackie here ought to contemplate those things before he opens his mouth and starts steering people away from the very things that they should do. Because what he's steering them away from is the very things we need to stand up and take opportunity in concerning the God of Israel in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Friends, do consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning. You'll have them within 3 to 5 days. And again, we will see you in 23. See ya.